Okay, this is Serena Catania with OWC Radio's Creative Club. I am in a very noisy booth at NAB, and we're so excited. We have Jen Soule, who's the president of OWC, and she's here with me. We're going to ask her a few questions about some of the expansion and some of the things that are happening at OWC, but first I want to thank you for sponsoring the show. I'm so excited about it.
I am too. I'm so excited you're here kind of really kicking it back off.
Yeah, we've had such amazing people in and out of the booth. Really, you know, you are supporting so many creative people. I've known and appreciated you guys for so many years now. And Florian Wagner was just in the booth.
Oh, love Florian.
Right?
Yeah, we were chatting today about the last Africa project.
How did you guys hook up with Florian? How did you find out about him? Do you know?
You know, I think it was through one of the water conservation endeavors that Larry's really always been passionate about that the company has supported. So I think that's he met him at one of those events.
Oh, well, it's amazing. I was talking to him about all the challenges he had in Africa. And I don't know if you knew this, but his partner, his girlfriend, got malaria.
Yeah.
And he got tick fever the same time when they were in one of these camps in an area that you don't normally get malaria.
Right. But you get all the beautiful shots. And it seems like it'd be amazing going by helicopter. You don't always get the war stories.
And everybody tells those of us who work in remote areas, oh, you have such a romantic life. It's not always romantic. It's crazy. But you know what really impressed me? I saw the trailer for African Waters, which is the book that he's doing about water.
Oh, the book is amazing.
Towards the end of the trailer, they have four of the OWC drives on the tarmac.
Yeah.
And that helicopter that weighs something like 2,500 some pounds lands on the hard drives, and there's a close-up of this hard drive as it smashes.
They're actually in our booth right now.
That's awesome.
And they still work.
So, oh, that's awesome. Yeah. What's the booth number over there? Do you know? I can't remember. Well, you know what? The OWC booth, people have to go visit it because there's a lot of amazing things in there.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Right in Central Hall, right by the South Connector. On the top of the stairs. You can't miss it.
Right, you can't miss it. You walk in those doors, boom, we're right there.
You can't miss it.
And we do have the minis on display, like I said. So, no, that was fun. It was a veteran helicopter pilot, and he's 68. And so, they thought that would be a fun challenge for him to do. And, he landed that helicopter perfectly.
And the interesting thing, too, is I never would have thought this, but Florian's work and the only copy of some of those files was in those drives. Did you know that?
I did. I believe he was threatened by his partner with death if anything happened to the data, but nothing did.
Yeah, so thanks to OWC, he's still in a relationship.
Yes, and alive, so that's good.
That's funny. Well, you know, you guys, first of all, you're a huge company. We started knowing you years ago as MaxSales.com.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And now you've moved more towards OWC Digital, right?
Well, we've always been OWC, kind of in our hearts and minds. But the way the world works, OWC.com was taken. And so MaxSales.com, where Mac was our focus. So it seemed like this is a great URL. And, as time goes on, then sometimes people know you as that. And so it's not a bad thing. But, we're trying to really focus on the fact that we're OWC, that's the product. Yes, MaxSales.com is our e-commerce portal, and we are still very Mac focused, but actually we're more and more dual platform.
So you have customers all over the world.
Yes, everywhere.
Millions of customers all over the world.
Yeah.
How long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company 22 years.
Oh, wow. So you were there pretty close to the beginning.
We just had our 30th anniversary, the first 8 or so years.
Yeah, that's awesome. So with the fact that you have customers all over the world, I understand that you're expanding
in
the United States as well as in some foreign territories.
Yeah, actually, it's an exciting year for us. So we're expanding. We acquired two companies, one in Belgium and one in Taiwan. So certainly the European market has been a good market for us, but we feel we can do a lot more to support the customer base there. So that's really what kind of drove. We acquired a company that's a distribution company, so they're able to support all of our channel partners as well as interact with the end user customers to really explain the product, train on the product, and better support it locally, because I'm sure you're aware that, I mean, we have 24-hour tech support and customer support.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the phone hours are really pretty much track with U.S. time.
Right.
You know, and the rest is, you know, email and
right.
chat, which is very popular, but this gives us the opportunity to really support locally and also do more localization of language. So really excited about that. So that actually is opening next week, that facility. So everything's kind of... Everything in Europe will be flowing through that facility, so it also then support people have access to it faster, and like I said, there's more education that'll come in language that people want to ingest the information in. So that's important for us to make sure we're talking to our customers in a way that they can absorb it versus sort of the way that we have been, which has been primarily English. So
it's one of the things that endeared your company to me many years ago, that I could call customer service. Because, you know,
yeah.
when you work in film business, film, television, media, things have problems. Very rarely with OWC, but once in a while you have a question. It's either about service, it's about how to use something, how to coordinate between things.
Yeah, to multiple things.
OWC and I get a person on the phone. I don't have
to... have amazing customer
and technical
support. Oh,
it's awesome. And they know what they're talking about. And if they don't, they'll put you with somebody who does. Yeah. And if there is a problem, the guarantee on the equipment's really good.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like an advertisement for OWC.
No, keep going. You're doing better than I am.
It's true. It's what totally endeared me to the company.
No.
And I've been
it's been
very
at the
loyal
core.
Because...
Oh.
The quality of the hard drives that I use is really important. If I'm in the middle of nowhere and a hard drive goes...
And that's one of the benefits, I think. We are not beholden to any... We're not owned by a hard drive company, so we, you know, test every hard drive family that comes out, and we only use the ones that we feel are going to be the most reliable.
Yeah.
And then when we do our build process, you know, I mean, we sell empty enclosures, but we also sell populated. And if we use hard drives, we do a burn-in process. You know, we make sure everything is working well together. And so and we sort of amass that data over time, and then we're able to verify and justify, this is the hard drive we use, this is why we use it.
SoftRAID's been really helpful to me.
Ah, yes.
So tell people, you want to talk about SoftRAID for a minute?
Oh,
tell
people
what
and
that
actually
is.
We have some exciting SoftRAID news at the show this year. So, So, no, it's a perfect thing to talk about. And as I kind of mentioned before, we're growing more on the Windows side of the world. And so we have a demo in our booth, first demo of SoftRAID for Windows. So that is super awesome and exciting because so many people are in both platforms or have actually migrated to the Windows world. You know, we find we get that feedback more and more every year. So we wanted to have that powerful engine for no matter where people are. So.
And so for people who don't know, SoftRAID monitors the health of your hard drives, and it actually doesn't tell you just the health. It predicts the possibility of failure of a drive.
It does.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of companies will rely on smart reporting, which ultimately isn't all that smart. If you're trying to look at all of it, you know, there are certain specific types of indicators, and that's what SoftRAID does, is really looks at the ones that truly predict hard drive failure. But the nice thing I like about it is that it's well in advance. You know, people think, oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But, I mean, you'd rather know before a problem than when you're already starting to get corruption or, stuttering, or you got to restart your machine all the time. I mean, that's the wrong time because, as you know, it'll happen at the completely wrong moment.
So Philip Hodgetts, it's in the back booth there, directing this from Lumberjack, and he's nodding his head.
I heard a little bit of a snort, like a,
Yeah, I mean, it actually told me at one point there's an X percentage possibility of failure within the next 6 months or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so it gives you time.
You want to know so that you can...
It saved my time machine backup.
Oh, my goodness. So Philip is telling us it saved his time machine backup.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's absolutely critical. That's critical. Pretty good.
Because even though it's a backup, you still, all of a sudden, you feel like naked if your backup goes down because it's like, oh, my gosh.
Well, you know.
I'm not
Well, I'm sure. No, yeah. I'm not.
So Philip is
back
obviously
up often. Yes,
Philip is a soft raid fanatic.
No,
I guess
it's phenomenal.
Awesome.
And we also have a demo of Soft Raid 6. So obviously, Soft Raid for Windows. We're starting out with 0 and 1, and we'll build it to have the full functionality that we have on the Mac side. But got to start.
That's awesome.
And so Soft Raid 6 we're debuting here, and that includes obviously Raid 6 support. So that's something that a lot of people have been looking for, that dual drive failure, the potential to lose two drives before your data is actually in jeopardy. So
let's think for a minute. What else new are you showing in the booth? Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, sure. Always fun to talk about
products. I've got you captive here. I want this information.
Well, and actually, this kind of dovetails nicely. Some of the products in our booth are, I guess, new to us. So one of our acquisitions, the other acquisition that we did was of Akeed.io, which many people might know in the space. They've been big with actually more on the Windows side than we've been, and also in gaming and AR, VR. So the exciting thing about that is, again, from the marketing and sales side, same, you know, awesome benefits, especially now you're talking a 13-hour time difference. So really being able to have boots on the ground there, huge, but also comes with a lot of engineering resources. So we're really excited about that. So a number of the Akeed.io products are on display in our booth. So you can definitely check those out. And those will become OWC products over time. So looking at, you know, a little bit more of a higher end dock, you know, that has 10 gigabit Ethernet and CFast, as well as SD card, you know, has multiple camera card support. So that's kind of exciting. Plus some of their expansions, external graphics, external PCIe. So we have some of that integrated that you could find and see there. And then we have a lot of, obviously, our near and dear to our hearts. So our Thunderblade is up for 2 awards. So that's kind of cool.
The Thunderblade. Oh, my gosh. It is so fast.
It's like 2,500 megabytes a second.
And it's tiny.
It's really tiny. Yeah, and we have a new version, and because everybody wanted to stack them, you know, because they were getting multiple, and they ran a little bit warm before. So, you know, you're out in the, we had somebody out in the Texas sun stacking them, and so now it can do that. But
that's great.
Yeah, so that was a huge improvement, I think, on that product.
That sounds like a small thing, but it's not.
No, because you're limited on space.
Yeah. And so but that's another example of how you listen to your customers, and then you go out and you do something to fix it.
Because you can't think of every use case, you know.
Of course not. But, I mean, the Thunderblade's amazing because it's so lightweight and it's really, really fast.
Yes.
When I was getting ready to come on this trip, I was in the middle of editing 2 projects that I have that are big projects, and I wanted to copy media over to bring with me. And the Thunderblade does it in just a few minutes for many terabytes, where a normal hard drive would have taken overnight and all day. So,
we hear from a lot of DIT, you know, that it really starts to change their workflow when they can actually get that done at the end versus, you know, waiting until the wee hours.
Yeah.
So
the little Envoy Pro EX has bumpers on it now.
It does, yeah.
Can you talk about that? What's happening with that?
Well, we wanted to make it. It was already a pretty rugged product. I mean, we just talked about the Mini, different line, but, you know, same sort of industrial engineering, landing a helicopter on it. So it wasn't that it wasn't, you know, already rugged. But yeah, it adds a little bit more of that vibration and drop protection. So it's a great product. Actually, was talking to Florian about it. You know, he loves the Minis, but he's taken all his Envoy Pro EXs everywhere because they're so small, bus powered.
Yeah.
So you can really use them anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tiny. I mean, they're the size of...
trying to think.
I don't know.
Like a small glasses case? I mean, even smaller than that.
Yes,
but like you kind of take about an inch off a glasses case and there's kind of where you're at.
So I like the bumpers because this is a silly thing, but aesthetically it also keeps me from scratching it. Because I use it all the time.
Right.
So,
it does protect a little bit for all the
absolutely.
Throwing it in this bag, throwing it in that
right
bag.
Right here, and it says OWC
and you have a lot of stuff
Radio
in your bag.
Lives here.
Oh,
I have
awesome.
A little sticker on it. It says OWC.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because it's so fast that we can actually edit with it.
Yeah. So, yeah, people are doing that.
Yeah. So what else in the booth we need to talk about?
So obviously, I mean, people here love the Thunder Bay. It's been around for a long time. So now we're really focusing on we had the Thunder Bay 4, and now we have the Thunder Bay 6. So that goes up to 84 terabytes, which we love you guys because you're always generating, you know, every, you know.
Oh, it's crazy.
HD, 4K, 8K, every time you guys go up, the storage requirements just balloon. So.
And, you know, I tell everybody, plan ahead.
Yes.
Because I learned from my mistakes. I started building slowly, and now I have all these smaller 24-terabyte wonderful RAIDs, but how do you daisy chain everything together? And so think ahead if you can and buy something that's really going to work for the future for you, because we are just charging through so much media. It's crazy.
And that's one of the things we tried, you know, that I like that we do that's a little bit different, is having those empty enclosures. So if somebody's like, ah, man, a fully 84 terabytes is a little crazy for me, you can buy the enclosure empty and add a drive, and then maybe add, you know, add the drives as money comes in, projects finish, rather than having to do it all at once, because it is a, you know, it can be a big investment.
Yeah. Well, I've got to go over to the booth. I haven't had a chance because OWC Radio has been...
You've been a little busy.
It's been so busy. Everybody's
really
loving it. And
I know. Loving you.
Thank you. I am so grateful to be able to highlight the work that creatives are doing in marrying technology, you know, with companies like OWC and other technology companies, and what they do to support us as creatives. So it's really pretty awesome. So there's an expansion. You're also, aren't you doubling the size of your facility in Woodstock,
too? Yeah, we're also working on expanding in the U.S. One, you know, this is going a little bit more toward the Mac sales that we talked about, but certainly an area of growth for us has been, I mean, the business as a whole, but also our used Macs. And, you know, we believe so strongly that machines can be useful for so much longer than the life that they typically get. That's why we've always been focused on upgrades, you know, memory, you know, before that, processors, memory, SSDs. These really make a huge difference to a machine that starts to feel sluggish. And there's just so much e-waste in the world. I mean, and that's really been, I love that when I joined the company that, you know, the focus was people spend a lot on a machine. So you have your sort of financial investment piece, and this stuff can't, you know, infinitely be thrown away every other year. You know, there's just not room. So I love that about the company, and that's something that we've been passionate about. And so that really is a big piece for us.
Talk to the people listening about how green your building in Woodstock is, because that's pretty darn impressive.
Oh.
You told me the amount of trash that you throw away every year.
Can
you talk about...
It's like, I mean, our trash would get picked up like once a year. I mean, yeah, it was,
that's pretty amazing.
Talk about
how you keep green and what you've done.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, and there's a million little things, right? A lot of them aren't super exciting, but, you know, we're always looking at the packaging and the type of packaging. How can we reduce it? You know, how can we reuse it? So a lot of times we'll, you know, we'll figure out how can we reuse it to ship it to different types of customers. You know, we have a lot of resellers and distributors, so they are buying a lot of stuff in bulk. Great, let's reuse this packaging. There's no reason to just throw it away. I mean, we'll recycle, obviously, when we have to. So there's constant looking at those things we just put in. You know, we have a vending machine in our break room like everybody else that's got, you know, pops and juices and all these things. And so somebody had seen a little, it's called a bevy machine, and it's got this flavored water, and you can make it still or sparkling, and you have all these different flavors. So we thought, oh, what a great thing to reduce plastic waste. So we brought it in a few weeks ago,
they're
shocked. They keep coming. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's the black cherry. It's really
cherry.
Good. I like the black cherry myself.
Strawberry.
Right. And so they were even surprised how much we've gone through. And the cool thing was, I'm like, I asked the person that stocks the vending machine, I said, hey, have you noticed a reduction in the amount of bottles? And he goes, oh, absolutely. So that was a cool thing. It had the desired impact where now people just get...
Congratulations.
So it's kind of always looking at little changes that we can make.
Okay, now I really have to visit the Woodstock facility because I want to pick my own.
The cucumber is very good as well.
I think I want black cherry. I think black cherry sounds really...
Black cherry is
sparkling.
Really good.
It's going to be sparkling.
Oh, I know. That's okay. What most people are like, this is awesome.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you do it all. I really don't. You're expanding all over the world. You're serving millions and millions of customers. You're a young woman who's president of a major company, and you have children.
I do. Two boys.
Okay. What's the secret?
Sometimes being comfortable with good enough, to be honest. You know, I mean, it's in trying to be present wherever you are. And I do not accomplish that all the time. You know, there are days I think every working mother feels like, I'm not good at any of these things. Or, like, you're knocking it out of the park over here and you're not over there.
Yeah.
So I think it's just trying to find, you know, everybody's favorite word is balance. I'm a little bit more for harmony because I think balance is stressful. If you're trying to balance two things, you've got to have this constant, you know, focus on it. So it's more just
harmony.
Yeah, trying to keep it all harmonized. So, you know, maybe, you know, okay, I'm going to go see this, you know, baseball game or practice, and I might have to take a phone call while they're warming up, but okay, do that, you know, or do some emails before the game starts. So I think you just try to find that ability to do both. And then I, you know, the kids will hear me take, you know, calls in the car, and it's kind of cool because then they ask a little bit about what I do, and they, so they're kind of learning about the business world and the products. So it's, I mean, you just try to integrate them where you can.
You know,
but it's definitely not easy.
No, it's not. It's really not. And we have to juggle. I love the word harmonizing because everybody said, oh, how do you do it? It's got to be so stressful. And I always said, no, it's busy.
It is very busy.
There's a difference between being busy and being stressed.
And sometimes you can be both. Yeah, I mean,
well,
yeah, definitely.
But
yeah.
Don't you also feel so blessed that you have these wonderful people in your life?
Oh, yeah.
And you have this wonderful company. And I think we're incredibly blessed with that.
I've heard people sometimes that, you know, before they have kids are like, I just don't know that I can integrate. I just don't know that I have time for that. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, but what do you lose if you don't try to do both?
And you know what? Wait, mine are older than yours are. Wait till they grow up and they say something to you like, well, it's like my daughter was traveling internationally with one of my grandkids, two of my grandkids. And I said, oh, my gosh, they're so good on the plane. And she said, well, Mom, we grew up doing that, so I taught them. And I thought, it's all coming back.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. Yeah. And I do think it's possible to work and be a good mom.
It is.
It's also possible to stay at home and be a good mom.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you really want or need to work, I encourage other women. And I've always said, do you want to hire somebody that can do a really good job and multitask? It's somebody that's had kids, right?
Because you're kind of like, okay, I'm going to do, we have to have this project ready in the morning, and then I'm going to work, and I have this meeting, and maybe this interview, and I got to do this thing. Okay, and then we have baseball afterward and orchestra practice, and you just have to.
You're the operations officer of their lives and your life.
Right.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
And then also trying to make sure there's, you know, just time to run around and ride your bike.
Yeah.
So that's...
Well, I just admire what you're doing and how you're doing it. And we're all of our creatives are so excited about what you're doing with OWC Radio and what you do for us on a daily basis.
Well, I think it's a great opportunity. Like I said, there's so much great content out there. And people are creating all of these just amazing... They're telling these amazing stories. And so if there's a way we can kind of help some of that get out in the world and also, you know, help... younger generation, you know, if they're listening, then they'll get a tip or a trick and they'll understand how to utilize technology a little bit more.
And helping nonprofits. You're doing a lot of work to help nonprofits.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about some of the creatives that you're involved with, or do you want Larry to talk about that later?
Oh, we can leave some things for Larry, but I know it was, you know, Florian was on earlier.
Yeah.
So to kind of plug that interview. But yeah, I mean, wonderful man. And one of the things that the company's always been really passionate about is water, certainly water conservation. So that was really supporting Florian and how he kind of documented that.
Right.
Because sometimes if you don't see it, it's harder, you know, if somebody tells you, oh, and then this is happening over here and that's happening over there, it seems far away and you can't, but once you start to see photographs and pictures, you connect to a place.
Oh, his stuff's amazing.
Yeah. And then you really understand what we're losing. And really what's being jeopardized by not taking care of our water. So
this is awesome.
I know.
Thank you. I know you're really busy.
No.
I kind of dragged you away from that busy booth.
No.
So thank you for doing this.
No, this was wonderful.
And we're going to encourage everybody to go over to the OWC booth. It's right by the South Hall connector at the top of the stairs between South and Central Hall.
Yep, can't miss us.
And you can't miss it. They're huge. And we're smaller, so we're kind of around the corner. But
easy to find, though.
But we have two sponsors. We have Lumberjack and we have Puget Systems that are also helping to support the booth this year, and we really appreciate
great companies,
that as well.
Absolutely.
So the good news, too, is that the bright red Lumberjack plaque
is very easy to spot.
Attract attention to the booth. But thank you, Jen, so much.
Thank you, Serena, for everything that you do.
Oh, we love it. And this is Serena Catania. I'm signing off from my interview with Jen Soule, president of OWC. OWC, and I want to thank you guys for listening in. And remember what I always say, get up off that chair and go do something wonderful today. Thank you.